Welcome back to today's talk show, Deduwadarun, a Party Line Talk Show. It's the monthly get-together with the folks from the 207 shelter of the Longhouse. My guests in studio with me for the hour are Kenneth Deere and Mr. Joe Thiome. And kind of finish up on the passing of Bob Antone. Boy, it's a passing of a chapter, really. I think one of the things I would say before moving on is that, you know, we're sitting here and listening, you know, but all of the challenges that face us in terms of, say, decolonizing, coming back to our own traditional way of life, thinking, you know, how we conduct relations. We've had 150 years of just sort of the Indian Act or its predecessor, the Gradual Civilization Act, and that whole period after 18. We've been fighting it ever since the arrival of the settlers, is retaining our identity as who we are. So in some ways, I think you could ask questions about how long will it take? When will we get there? Can we get there? And then I think, well, geez, you know, it took this long to get here. How long did the formation of the Confederacy take?
We don't know. And it's not important. It did take place.
How long did it take for us to take over education, which was a big factor in colonizing us?
I remember when the sort of call across the country was Indian control of Indian education,
which started here.
Yeah,
with the Longhouse and the Indian Way School, and because of that process, Chiacha, who was the negotiator with the Longhouse, made it a point to Parliament to adopt that process, which they've nominally adopted, but always with their rules and regulations.
But it was a big step from the government control of education, yeah, with the policy of assimilation. Yeah, that was it.
But as far as
you know what else it was too. Wait, let me just jump in for a second.
As far as the effect, yeah, of colonization was really in the school system.
Oh, I know.
And the priests and the nuns and all that stuff, trying to strip us of our language and our culture. And I think we saved the school system just in the nick of time, I think. And since that time, it's evolved to where we're at today.
Yeah. Well, one point I wanted to make was that, you know, like we look earlier in our conversation, we're talking about the fear of the loss of dollars. I mean, the Indian Way School has not stopped existing because of a lack of a large amount of money. Ganawagi taking over education has not been hampered by anything other than what we might do ourselves. I mean, we've functioned with less than ideal funding. All through the Ganawagi funded language education when there was no funding for that, yeah, from the government. There wasn't even an apology, yeah, about any of that stuff.
Change, you have to, you know, I use this example about change. There's two ways to make change, one by evolution and the other is by revolution. You know, and you look at education, and the revolution was the Indian Way School and the Ganawagi Survival School. The evolution was in the elementary system, where that was the last part to be taken over by the school committee because of some resistance by federal employees in the system who really were concerned about leaving the federal government and coming underneath the education system, you know, under school committee. So that evolved slowly, a lot slower than, and that's an evolutionary change. You know, there are other little revolutions. The Peacekeepers was a revolutionary change. It wasn't, you know, not so much an evolution, you know, although that was heading in that direction before. But there were different times and different things that have happened in this community that have changed this community and have been the forefront of change for different reasons, in different ways. Cigarettes would be another one. There's so many others that you can probably, I can't think of right now, that this community has been in the forefront of change in many ways.
Now let's get to the aforementioned Midwinter Festival.
Touch
on the dates.
The Midwinter this year will be for 5 days. Starts on January 22nd, Monday, and it'll go until Friday, the 25th. The first day will be the Stirring of the Ashes. So January 22nd is really our new year, and so that is symbolic of putting out the old fire and starting a new fire. And then on the next day would be the Great Feather Dance, you know, so there'll be again you take into consideration creation, the Creator, and all, give thanks for all of those things. And then the third day is a Duma, you know, where the men give their songs, and also that's when the babies will be named, those from the different clans. If anybody want to have their baby named, you better get hold of the clan if you want the baby's name at Midwinter. Then the fourth day is
a drum dance,
right?
Again, and a horn.
Again, it's a Thanksgiving, I guess, to all of creation. And then the fifth day is the Peachstone game. Yeah. I'm not sure is it the clans that play each other. I always get it mixed up.
Yeah, it's the clans.
Yeah, the opposite sides of the house.
Yeah. The bear clan versus the wolves and the turtles for who's going to be responsible for carrying out the activities for this year. Yeah.
I noted on social media, on Facebook, that a couple of people have posted what they've made for that, which is a really nice,
things I remember when many years ago, Earl Frost would always get up in a longhouse and say, you know, so for Midwinter and for the Peachstone game, you try to give something that you've made, you know, and whatever it is, you know, a basket, you know, a rattle or something like that, something that you produced yourself, and you present that, you know. And whereas in harvest, it's something that maybe that you've grown, you know, some foodstuff or something like that. Yeah. So there's different reasons. That's pretty obvious.
It's giving the best of yourself to.
That's right.
To the thing where you're not coveting things or hanging on to things.
Right. And it's matched by somebody on the other side matching your gift. You know?
Yeah.
So whichever client wins it, you could win your gift back along with another one, or you gladly surrender it to the other side of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. Kids like to hear the cheering and stuff like and stuff like that. And I'm trying to understand the Peachstone game. And
where are the socials in there?
The socials are usually
every night.
Yeah, it's up to the singers. The singers will announce. There's usually an announcement at the end of the ceremony that there'll be a social in the evening. And of course, after the ceremony, there's also food. People bring food and to share, and so everybody eats. And it's all part. Sharing the food is part of the ceremony too. You know, it's not. You know, people should stay to eat. You know, it's all part of that. Mm-hmm. The ceremony.
I did the dead feast. Usually, there's certain kind of foods later on in the season. The seasoning of the food is not there. Is it the same like for the feasts?
Well, in today's world, you can buy anything. You know, like before, we only had strawberries in June, and now you can have strawberries any time of the year. You know, I think a lot of that has changed because of refrigeration and other things. But sometimes in some ceremonies, and depending on who's running the ceremony, you know, they will say that, you know, there are certain foods that you shouldn't use. You know, some people will say you shouldn't use pork, for instance, or you shouldn't use and you should use blueberries or strawberries in
what I've noticed is no salt
or
seasonings.
Another one.
You don't have seasonings.
That's right.
So yeah. it's all there. Anyways, what are we doing for time? Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to, if we're running out of time, I wanted to compliment the radio station on bringing back the talk show. I remember in the early days of this radio station, and where the talk show was the focal point of this community. Call-ins were very important, where the community would call in and give their perspective. It was really a place where the community got their information. It still does. I'm not saying it doesn't. But the talk show was something that really was like the heartbeat of the community. You got to hear what the issues were, what the complaints were. And of course things are a little rough from time to time, no doubt, but the talk show reflected the community, and if we're trying to go back to that, I want to encourage the radio station in that direction.
Yeah, I think one of the things that involved in that is fear. Number one, you fear that somebody might say something that might be legally problematic. And so on. So it's really incumbent on the hosts of the program.
There's two fears. One is the fear that too many people will call in. Some people will say something that shouldn't be said on the air. Or a second fear is that nobody will call in.
There have been those for sure.
That's right.
But I thought it was interesting. Last year we did one talk show which was a call in, and I came prepared with a primer.
You got to be a little provocative at times.
Yeah, well, whatever, just to get the conversation flowing. I mean, that could be about anything, but one of the things about that is that you got to hear what people were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not always like what you heard, but you did hear legitimately what people were saying.
And the other third point is language, because in those days, in the early days, we had people who could speak English and Mohawk.
Yeah.
And so when a caller came in and spoke in Mohawk, the host understood what was going on, what they were saying, and other people in the community could understand and listen to, listen to the points of view. And sometimes people deliberately spoke in Mohawk because they felt that the information that they had to give shouldn't be on outside this community, So by speaking in Mohawk, it played right to our population.
And that's our hour.
That's right.
Like I said, the little thing comes on. I want to thank you guys for coming in. And look for us in the new year. Dedewadaru. And the news is up next with Paul Grafe. And then 1 o'clock jump with Miss Susie Delarone. You have yourselves a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you next week. Onegewahi.
Ana.